Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I mean, Antonio Brown, undoubtedly one of the best receivers in the league. I actually heard somebody say on television the last few days, probably going to be a Hall of Famer. Am I way out in front to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer? He is a Hall of Famer already? Is that too much?
He's still got a little time to go, but his numbers are his numbers are through the roof, and he's won a Super Bowl, right? So he's en route to that. I mean, it would take a lot to derail him, but he's en route.
His numbers are unprecedented.
No, anybody who knows football just talks about him as a player. Nobody says that this dude is the real deal.
No question. And has a great work ethic.
Right.
But people are coming out of the woodwork. People that were in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room with him have come out to rip them. The first one, of course, was a couple weeks ago, his former teammate Ryan Clark.
Antonio Brown is walking past the weight room in training camp. Uh-huh. And right now we hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. Antonio's going into his third year. You hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. And I knew already that they were going to offer Antonio. And he's walking past, and I turn to the strength coach and I say, when you give him money, you're going to create a monster. That day in practice, Antonio and I almost get into a fight because he's saying things to Coach LeBeau. He's screaming at Coach LeBeau, screaming at us defensively, don't touch me, I'm the franchise, this and that. Because he already had that mindset, and now with success, with money, these things come.
And I should have said he went to the Super Bowl. That was 2010, right?
He didn't win. He wasn't there when they won. And then
so he's gone to a Super Bowl.
Emmanuel Sanders came out today. Of course, he was a receiver drafted the same year as Antonio Brown, and he was critical of him. And then finally, or actually today as well, before Sanders, was Bruce Arians.
Too much miscommunication, too much diva. You know, I just don't – I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anybody on Sunday, and he practices hard. They just got to make better decisions off the field, be on time, do some of those little things.
Now, everybody's coming out. And
I don't like that. I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
There's no defending what he did by not being there to play a big game for his team. So that's not it. But now
I would even argue some of the other stuff, too.
All right. You know what I'm
saying? Throwing the Gatorade.
But I'm saying, but not playing. Guys get worked up sometimes in the game.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. No team. If you're in a team sport, and you have a teammate who's acting like a child like that, it just bothers you.
I've seen teams, great teams, but it still gets on your nerves. But I'm saying I've seen Reggie Jackson fought Billy Martin, the manager, in the dugout during the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not.
And I'm sure his teammates were like, dude.
Like during the game, right?
Right.
So, but my point is, like Arians, I have an issue with it. I would rather have. All the other stuff he talked about is fine, but when he says, I've heard the stories or heard stories, that's rumor, that's hearsay. It's not, they would not allow that testimony in court.
But here's the thing,
right? You know what I mean? So because it's hearsay.
Yeah, but
I don't.
He's
I'm
on
not
a podcast. He's not in court. Number
I understand
one.
That,
secondly,
but the hearsay stuff. That's like a rumor. Like
not
you,
really.
Yes, it is.
You and I are reporters. We talk to people all the time, and we're told stuff.
But you don't repeat everything that you hear, though.
But I repeat a lot of it.
No, but a lot. But you need
and
to know who you're talking to.
Yeah, but you don't think Bruce Arians? You think he's talking to some people on the periphery in Pittsburgh? He coached there. He's probably talking to people right smack in the middle of the situation.
I don't think when you're a coach currently in the league, you should talk about another player in that manner. That's where I think he's off the rails.
Okay.
No. If you were a retired coach and you want to talk about the past, you're a coach. You're a coach in the league. Not only that, you might hurt yourself with other players. Players talk. They know what's going on. Bruce Arians saying what? That is not a good look. It makes you like you're a rat.
Would it be better if you read a story on Yahoo, CBS Sports, ESPN, whatever, of an anonymous coach?
Yes, it would. Why? If I was a player.
No, if you're gonna say something about somebody, then have the guts to put your name
totally
on it.
I totally disagree. Some of the greatest stories in this country,
right,
in journalism,
but it's always
are anonymous because a lot of people can't do it, Chris. Deep Throat in the Watergate.
Don't compare this to Deep Throat.
No, but my point is some of the greatest journalism is anonymous because people who have information can't always put it out there. I'm fine with that.
That's information. Trades. Yeah, of course a GM can't come out and say, yeah, we would trade.
Why not?
So
you
so.
Said that. Why
no,
not?
No, but my point is,
why not?
That's not scuttlebutt.
No, but why not
Arians,
put your name to
Bruce
it?
Bruce Arians was insulting Antonio Brown. You know, in journalism, you're not supposed to write an insult.
If he was running
insult off the record.
No, but if he was given, they do it all the time.
Now they do, but
they do it all the time.
You used to not do that stuff.
No, but the difference is because
if you're going to insult somebody, then have the guts to have your name on it. That's all I'm saying. We talk with people off the record. It's about trade stuff. It's about business stuff that, of course, you can't say as a GM, we would trade so-and-so. We would like to get so-and-so from another team. That's different.
I understand
that. This was an insult.
I just don't think that a working coach in the league should put his name when he's talking badly about another player. I just think it's out of place. It's the same pushback I had when the Steelers were ripping on Le'Veon Bell. I just don't – and every player we ever talked to said it is unprecedented that they would do that. I just don't remember a coach – who's still playing. I get the other coaches who are on the sideline who are on television trying to make a name for themselves and they're throwing stuff around. I get that. But you're a working coach. I don't think that's your place.
It's your place if you want it to be your place.
I'm just saying from my standpoint,
like you
said,
it could hurt you. You're absolutely right about it could hurt you with other players. But if you're willing to take the consequences, then fine. Like I said, I don't see how you can say you would be fine with a current coach in the league saying that off the record and it's printed. It's one thing if you're talking off the record and it's not going to be in the paper. But you would be fine with a coach saying that off the record, but he knows it's going to be in print.
If he was a source of mine, and you've seen these quotes all the time where they'll say somebody, you know, some player or whatever, I've quoted players, whatever, he's a cancer, you know, in the locker room. Right? Have you never used that term or somebody used that term? He's a cancer in the locker
room.
I've
heard the term.
Okay, and all I'm saying is...
But I would much rather... I'll use it off the record, but if the player's my name on it, I have even more
totally
respect.
That's totally different. I got that.
So why don't you have more respect for Bruce Arians?
I got that. I just don't think a current coach... It's just you're setting yourself up to doing something that you don't have to do. And I get it. Sometimes people let their guard down when they're doing a podcast compared to... If a guy has a recorder in your face... It's totally different, or a notepad. Am I right? You see.
But he knew he was on the record.
No, I know, but I'm saying sometimes you say stuff, and it's a conversation. You know what I mean? Yeah, Mark Cuban did it with tanking. You remember on the podcast? Dude, you're selling tickets to people. I don't want to hear owner talking about tanking. You want to tank back my refund? Give me my money back since you're going to throw the game so that you could get a top pick? He was wrong by saying that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
While we were on the air yesterday, the Golden State Warriors were absolutely dismantling the best team in the NBA. Or at least the best team with the best record in the Western Conference. Let me put it that way. They do not have that record anymore, Denver, because Golden State snatched it from them in incredible fashion. They beat the brakes off of them last night, scored 51 points in the first quarter. You hear that? 51 points in the first quarter against the Denver Nuggets. They hit 10 three-pointers in the first quarter against the Denver Nuggets. And the ringleader of it all, as he always has been for them, was Steph Curry. 8 for 13 from three-point land, 10 for 18 overall, 31 points in 30 minutes. And this is just obvious to me. I've been saying it since 2015.
Prisoner of the moment.
I believe, hold on, that's 4 years ago. I was saying it 4 years ago, and I will repeat it again. But I do believe that I was the first person to publicly
say. Is that what this is?
I was at the other network back then.
Is that what this is?
No, I'm just stating it. I was the first person that I heard of anybody talking about Steph say he is the greatest shooter in NBA history, and now everybody understands it except you. You really want to tell me that Steph Curry is not the best shooter in NBA history?
Steph Curry will tell you he's not the best shooter in the NBA.
Because he's humble.
No, it's not.
So then don't jump on LeBron James when he says he's the greatest player.
That's different.
How?
What are you talking about? Steph Curry's not saying he's the greatest.
Because he's
Ray
humble.
Allen's not. No, but LeBron saying he's the greatest isn't the same as Steph saying somebody else is.
If Steph came out and said, I'm the greatest, you would get mad at him. You would say, oh, you don't do that. So then don't take it as gospel when he says, no, I'm not the greatest. He's humble. Jordan doesn't say he's the greatest. Does that mean he's not the greatest?
But Jordan doesn't go and say, no, Larry Bird is. My point is, he knows who's the all-time, who's the three-point king in the NBA? Who's the three-point king? All-time.
It's about to be Steph Curry.
No, who is
like
it now, Chris Broussard?
Ray Allen.
Right now, who is it?
Well, Ray Allen has the most mates.
Oh, that's all I'm talking
Reggie
about.
Miller's
who is
second,
it?
Second and Steph Curry's third.
And there you go. And he's going to be, he's the best shooter, but two guys have made more threes in the history of the NBA than Steph Curry. He's not the greatest shooter. And I want to hear Rob G., Alex.
Wait,
Chris. I want them to play me what I set up before the show. I want you to play me the highlights of Steph Curry and his biggest pressure shots in his career. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
You happy?
Because he hasn't made one. I'm still waiting. There's never been a shot when you said Ray Allen saved LeBron James' legacy and bacon. He saved his bacon. Not a 5-pound sack of bacon, a 10-pound. He made the shot of shots. When you look at the NBA, the history of the NBA, that Ray Allen shot, not some Harlem Globetrotter three that Curry's throwing up. He's never made a big shot, ever, ever. You can't be the greatest player ever if you've never made a great shot.
First of all, nobody said he's the greatest player ever.
Greatest shooter. I'm talking about he can't be the greatest shooter if you've never made the greatest shot, made a great shot. Chris, give me the one he's made. I want you to give me one.
Here's your logic, Rob.
Zero.
Here's your logic. Ray Allen and Reggie Miller hit more threes than Steph. That means they're better. Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar the best scorer in
Chris,
NBA history?
Chris,
is he?
I'm gonna go with what you talk about.
Because he has more points than everybody else.
You always say this. When we talk about...
How about shooting percentage? How about accuracy?
When we always talk about
Steph
this...
Steph Curry shoots 44% for his career from three.
But here's my point.
Ray Allen shot 40% and Reggie Miller wasn't even at 40%.
But here's my point, though. The point is... You always say when you're talking about the greatest of all time, you are going to nitpick. If you're going to be the greatest shooter of all time, you better have the record for the most three-pointers.
Oh,
he doesn't
will.
Have it.
Don't be mistaken, Rob Parker.
And I'm asking you, name me one great shot he made under pressure situation.
All right, let me give it to you.
No, other than all the circus.
I'm about to. If you get off your high horse,
all the circus,
looking in the camera because you want to be on Periscope and Instagram and
YouTube
Facebook Live,
and Facebook
standing
and
up.
IG, everything. Yes, amen. Hear me out.
Don't flatter him, Alex.
Hear me out.
Don't encourage him. Listen.
I told you, light-skinned guys are out.
I'm about to tell you.
Out of style.
I'm about to tell you about his big shots. 2015. See, most people don't go this deep. Most people don't understand this. That's why they gave Andre Iguodala the finals MVP.
He can't even win a finals MVP. The team done won three championships and he never got one.
Did Ray Allen win one?
Ray Allen should have been the one of that for a finals. He saved LeBron's.
Did he win it? Did he win it?
Half of the arena was out of the building. Half of the arena Reggie in Miami, Miller. They all walked out.
Reggie Miller have any finals
MVPs? Did you ever see what Reggie did to the Knicks in that game?
Oh, just because
Steph Curry could never do that. Steph Curry couldn't do it. He's too busy. Like, do you ever see Steph Curry dribble a ball off his leg trying to be in the finals he did that. Trying to be all cute in a big moment. He dribbled a ball off his leg.
Stop it with the New York bias. Oh, he did it against the Knicks. No, that makes him the greatest of all time.
I didn't say that.
The Knicks. Who have the Knicks beaten since 73?
I covered the game. I was sitting baseline. I saw Reggie Miller, what he did.
Yeah, since he did it at the Garden, of course it's the greatest thing to ever happen. And you wrote a fabulous column about it for Newsday. I remember that, Colin. It was good fish rap. It was good fish rap. That's what it was. I know y'all agree with me.
No, I want to hear
Steph
this.
Steph Curry is the greatest shooter in
NBA. He's not. Chris is the prisoner of the moment.
Oh, you got nerve. Mr. James Harden is the best player I've ever seen. And I'm the prisoner of the moment right now. Right now.
Right
this
now.
This week. This week.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
We do it every Wednesday night. We will bring in a guest to try to challenge Rob and I. And this tonight, we're bringing in our friend Bernie Fratto. You can follow him on Twitter at Bernie Fratto, 2 T's. And you can check him out Saturday nights on Straight Outta Vegas. Straight Outta Vegas. Saturday nights. That's right. It's time for the hot seat.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. The crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
Yes, sir. It is the hot seat here on Fox Sports Radio. The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, inviting in our Fox Sports Radio teammate, Bernie Fratto. Bernie, say what's up to the fellas.
Hey, guys. Good evening. You two troublemakers been chopping it up hard tonight, I'll tell you.
We're ready for you. Thank you, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, do not take this personal. We tell everybody.
Yes.
Nobody has survived the hot seat. They end up with third-degree burns when we're done with them. So we still love you, but it's going to be ugly.
Not even Guy Fawkes, huh?
That's right.
All right, guys. Now, as you know, the way this segment works, our invitee has three sports topics that they're really hot on. They got to defend their hottest takes against the Odd Couple. Well, Chris Broussard knows that Bernie and Rob go way back, so he's looking to divide and conquer here in round one. Chris actually thinks that Kyler Murray should seriously consider making a run at the NFL. Chris, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
Kyler Murray should definitely consider going to the NFL. Number one, you can go to the NFL. If it doesn't work out in 2 or 3 years, you can still go back and try your hand at baseball. Number two, all these NFL teams are raving about him. He looks like he's going to be a first-round pick. And if he's a high first-round pick, which some mock drafts have, he will get about $20 million. That's more, way more, four times more than the Oakland A's gave him to play in the minors and ride on buses.
Hey, Bernie, go ahead. Get him.
Chris, he has a much higher ceiling, in my view, in baseball. He reminds me of Rob Mondesi. He's got a super quick bat. He goes from home to third in 11 and a half seconds. You can't teach that. Once he's played about 400 minor league games, he'll have a 10-year major league career. He'll retire in one piece. I realize the allure of the NFL is there, but it's not a quest to get there the quickest. It's a goal to stay there the longest. Baseball is what he can do for a long time, and he's got a much higher ceiling.
He can play football for just as long, and the NFL has changed. There are a lot of smaller quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson. I know he's smaller than them, but Doug Flutie, who was about his size, was a Pro Bowler. Doug Flutie, and way back in 1998 when it was an entirely different NFL. If he could do it, Kyler Murray can do it. He can run. He can throw. He's accurate. He had a better year than Baker Mayfield, and look at what Mayfield did as a rookie.
I know Kyler Murray, Chris, won the Heisman Trophy, but he didn't win the Hype Man Trophy. That's the problem. He's too small. He can't even see over the line. This is the difference between college and the pros. We've seen these Johnny Manziels and these other guys who have come out and tried to be these big stars. It doesn't always translate.
Tim Tebow won in college. Winning the Heisman Trophy doesn't mean you're going to be a star in the NFL. Baseball is the place to go.
How many great college baseball players have failed in Major League Baseball to even get there?
Pipe down. Your time
Thank
is
you,
up.
Thank you, Rob. I know
Round
I won that one.
Number one goes to the crew who knows how to keep it within the
square come
circle.
On.
Chris Broussard hitting about. After the bell. Round one for Bernie and Rob.
Hey, Bernie, like the old days when we strong-armed people in Detroit.
Hey, I'm telling you, Kyler Murray can cover center field like Rob can cover sporty cuts.
There you go.
All right, round number two. This time, Bernie got a quick taste. Now he's in the hot seat himself. And that's because this might be the hottest take we've had here, gentlemen. Bernie thinks that bowlers are the best athletes in sports. Bernie, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
You damn right. They get no respect. They're the greatest athletes. You know why? They're the only competitors who can drink a beer, smoke a cigarette, and eat a hot dog while they're competing and remain totally unaffected. Give Todd Gurley a beer while he's trying to hit the hole. See how that works out. Give LeBron a hot dog while he's trying to drive the lane. Watch how that falls apart. Give Mike Trout a cigarette if he tries to turn on a fastball. Good luck. Plus, bowlers, man, they never get popped for PEDs, domestic violence, and the PBA has never had a work stoppage. In fact, when bowlers strike, it's a good thing.
That's because the reason they can eat hot dogs, smoke cigars, and all that is because they're sitting on their keisters more than they're actually doing the sport. And bowling, I got news for you, Bernie. It's not a sport. It's a game. Anything that a 60-year-old can do much better than an athletic, professional athlete who's 25, that's not a sport. That's a game. That's not athletics. That's like checkers or something like that. That's what bowling is. Much respect to them. But they are not athletes.
Yeah, tell that to Jerome Bettis. He couldn't even make the PBA tour, and he's a Hall of Famer in the NFL. Bam!
My point exactly. A 60-year-old could outdo Jerome Bettis, and that means it's not a sport.
Bernie, you had 30 seconds. Are you done? Was that
it?
I gave
like
him mic drop.
My time
That's
limit,
why
man.
He's done.
No, you had another 30 seconds. All right. Come on, Bernie. You know what the problem is? There aren't athletes. They, you can't tell with most of these bowlers if that's their gut or they holding the ball on their stomach. And don't forget, if those guys weren't bowling, they would be making French fries behind the counter. Come on, man. Those bowlers are not athletes. Stop it.
Man, I haven't seen this much hate on Earl Anthony and Guppy Troop ever. Killing it.
Round number two, I don't think no surprise, goes to the Odd Couple.
Yeah, boy!
Bernie didn't take his second shot when he had
you
the
right,
chance.
You all right, Bernie? You all right?
Hey, Bernie, let me pour this barbecue sauce on your back.
Right. All I see is ashes.
I'm busy making French fries here.
All right, last but not least, the hot seat, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Bernie Fratto is the guest. Last topic here. Bernie, a lifelong television fan like our man Rob Parker.
Yes.
Says that Gilligan's Island is the worst show of all time. Bernie, you got 30 seconds. Make your case.
All right, first you got the professor. Yeah, he can build a radio from a coconut, but he can't get him off the island. And you got Gilligan, single, free and easy, just floating around. Meanwhile, you've got Ginger and Marianne just chilling. They haven't had their ticket punched since Ike carried his own golf clubs, and all Gilligan wants to do is hang around the skipper. Meanwhile, the millionaire, Thurston B. Howell, he's just a freaking cheapskate. So what the hell good is he? Finally, every show ends exactly the same. Skipper pats Gilligan on the back and said, "You did it, little buddy." By the way, did you know Gilligan's real name on the show is Willie? They never call him that once. What?
How dare you, Bernie Fratto? Gilligan's Island is a classic. I'll give you two reasons why it's not the worst sitcom of all time. Ginger and Marianne. I don't care what the plot was. They could have just sat there with the camera on Ginger and it would have been worth watching.
Hell yeah.
And I say that as an 8-year-old.
Go ahead, Bernie.
You just made my case for me. They could have put the camera on Ginger and they had it on Gilligan and that knucklehead Alan Hale the whole time. What a cast of clowns.
You're crazy. And you know what? I'm gonna top you, Chris. You're talking about Ginger and Marianne. You know I love the Golden Girls. I wanted Lovey. Lovey. Come on, the Millionaires. What? I mean, are you kidding me? That show was just unbelievable. They had,
three
babes on that show. Are you kidding? I was just Lovey. Lovey in the hut. Me, Gilligan, and Lovey.
Rob, you know I love you like a fat kid loved cake, but that's a bad mental picture, man.
This got to be the first ever self-knockout in hot take history. Bernie Fratto wins round three.
What
were you thinking?
Stop!
Unbelievable.
My mom is going to be so proud.
Bernie, good job.
And don't forget.
We enjoyed having you on. And don't forget, you can check out Bernie here on Fox Sports Radio, Saturday nights on Straight Outta Vegas. Great job, man.
Yes, Bernie. Thank you.
Go heal up, put some Bengay, some salve on those wounds, and come back in a few weeks.
Have a good evening, guys.
Later. Appreciate you.